Welcome to a top five edition of the Daytime Confidential podcast, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're counting down the top five things we want in soaps for Christmas, or for Christmas in soaps. We hope you enjoy, so stay tuned. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. Boy.
Somebody's looking for a recording contract.
Yeah, there we go. The next Josh Groban, here we come.
Oh my gosh. Not even yeah, that's
bad. I was thinking T.I.
We're counting down the top five things we want for Christmas in soaps. Joining me today, we have almost everybody here. Tina's missing and Belinda's missing, unfortunately, but we have Reagan. Welcome.
Hi.
Mike, welcome.
Hi.
Jillian, welcome.
Hello.
Melody, welcome.
Hey.
Jamie, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
And returning after a little time away, Naughty Naughty Nikki, welcome.
Hello.
You know, that's not a very good laugh. It has me a little bit scared about where this podcast could be.
Oh, you so know where I'm headed.
Oh, I know where you're headed, and I'm sure listeners who've heard you on this podcast before know where we're headed as well. So take it away at number five.
Oh, you're going to let me go first, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, my first one is I want Ken Corday gone. Finito, out of the business, blacklisted. Can't even get a job on the golf course he likes spending so much time at. Because the man doesn't have a brain in his head to run that show. And so he needs to go by. So that's my number five.
Preach.
Between the Jamie's preaching and Jillian's churches, we're going to have someone come up with an amen.
We need to get a collection plate.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. You can donate to Daytime Confidential. No. Reagan.
Yes.
Go.
Well, I didn't have much time to throw this list together. My fifth pick, it's going to be get rid of Lola and Vanessa from One Life to Live. Can't stand them.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
They need to go. So I don't care how you do it. Just ship them back to wherever they came from.
Preferably without any type of legal documentation so that they can never get back into the U.S. again.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes. Well, Gloria's in jail, so that knocks off my list.
All right.
I will take my number five to be bringing Sammy back. After she comes back from maternity leave, I want her to be bitch on wheels Sammy. I'm tired of her crying and whining and telling everybody that, you know, her life sucks. Hopefully that she'll have to go head-to-head with Nicole when she comes back because Nicole is supposedly pregnant and going to marry EJ. So that should be a good fight, and I hope it brings the bitch back in her.
Do you know what I was thinking might happen? I was thinking, watch, they're going to have Nicole kidnap Sammy and try to steal her baby so that she could really pass it off as EJ's.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. Because two women on a soap can't be pregnant unless one of the babies is going to be switched.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Jillian?
Oh, I thought it was Mel.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mel. Sorry. I'm misreading my own typing here. Mel?
My number five.
I'm worst enemy.
My number five is the same as Reagan's plus one person. Vanessa and Lola and One Life to Live have to go away. I don't care if they die. It doesn't matter. And that little Eden from Young the Restless.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Officially rubbed me the wrong way. I wish she would fall down a flight of stairs. I don't care what happens to her. She just has to go.
The fact that she was the annoying little girl on Gilmore Girls doesn't endear you to her?
No.
Oh, I never.
Maybe Girls Jeff ever. Can rub that Glow by Jabot cream on her or something.
Okay. Let's see here. Jillian.
Okay. Like Nikki, my number five is, well, it's a It's a duo. It's for Dina Higley to be fired and Ken Corday to have days bought from him. That way we can finally have someone that loves soaps save days from being systematically destroyed by those only interested in receiving a paycheck. So that way,
blog.
Yeah, and golf. So that way Ken can have time to golf and Dina can just have time to blog about her life or whatever. So,
oh, you've upgraded him from croquet, have you?
Okay, well, croquet too. He can play croquet on the side too.
Jamie?
My number five is for Sri Rao to helm a daytime soap opera. He's been asked, I know, I think Nelson asked him in his interview and other people, and he really doesn't want to, but I kind of think this is one of those things where you're being called. It's like he's the Martin Luther King of daytime. This man needs to be running a writing room on a daytime soap. I mean, it piggybacks into what a lot of you guys have just said. I mean, I want to see Sri Rao save Days of Our Lives. I want to see him fix As the World Turns. This man could be one of the people that could help save daytime. And I just really hope that Franz or Ken Corday or someone offers him the gig to run a soap. So that is my number five.
Hallelujah! Well,
after your uplifting pick, I'm going to go for the jugular. Paul and Meg need to die. I don't care how. Now, I want death on Christmas. If they can, if they can take and promote movies that are big shoot 'em up graphic novels starring Samuel L. Jackson as the octopus, then I want Meg and Paul dead for Christmas. Damn it.
Okay, tell us how you really feel now.
Nikki?
Now have them take Josie with them too, and I'm all for that. My number four is I want my favorite couples back to the way that I love them. First being Cyrus and Marina. Need to get back together. Second would, I know, blah, blah, Jamie, Snapping Turtle, whatever, Chelsea and Daniel. And now they're bringing Lucy back to As the World Turns, so I want her paired with Dusty. So I want my three couples back in action.
Well, you know that they've speculated that Dr. Sean is more interested in Alice Horton than he is in Chelsea.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. I'm not going to get that one. I know I'm
not going to get that one. I want, you know what? I want them back together too, because I'm so tired of Max betting his nieces. I don't know.
I know. That is so gross.
Well, I was sitting there the other day trying to figure out who else they could pair Chelsea with, and she's related by blood to most of that town.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a lack of options.
Well, if they bring a Horton back, she's not related. Bring a Horton back. You know, they're they're only the founding family of the show. I don't know why, you know, they just love for Max to, you know.
Where is the Salem PD when you need them? That is just so wrong on so many levels. Just arrest him. Just bleh. That is gross.
Reagan?
Okay, my number four is going to be for two families, sort of. With Antonio leaving, I want One Life to Live to still give the Vegas a good storyline. I don't care how you do it, because I like them. Give Christian something good once you get rid of Vanessa and Lola. Give him a good storyline. But I also want the Quartermains to have that good storyline.
I've got the perfect solution for a good Quartermains storyline as part of my list, so stick to it.
With Natalia coming back, I don't want them to be the afterthought to the storyline. I want them like front and center in it, and I hope it happens.
Oh my God, Reagan, you got me all crying over here. Oh.
Mike?
Oh man.
My number four is for the casting people to put no more hair models on my screen to learn how to act.
Amen.
That would be one of my
God.
Christmas wishes. And that includes all the ones that Mel wants off the screen, and Jillian wants off the screen, and Jamie wants off the screen.
What about me?
Well, you aren't as vocal about people.
There's one that I want off the screen on a certain soap. I'm just not going to say it out loud for the purpose of this podcast, but...
So
Luke
yeah,
is the only one of us who read his Emily post. He's the polite one. We have to have one.
So yeah, I want better, thoughtful casting. I don't mind young people on the soaps, but I really want them to be able to. I don't even mind if they have to learn a little bit of acting, but I'm really tired of people that just can't act at all. And that, and give them some good story. Don't throw them right into the middle of a hot story and make them the focus of everything. Melanie. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mel?
My number four is, which I'm sure is Nikki's number one, is I want half-naked men for daytime. I think they should just all run around in black skivvies and should just be there.
It's
I don't
raining
know.
Men.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Does that include the steam room on Days of Our Lives?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
If Mother Nature would rain men, I'd take a hurricane anytime.
Oh, Lord.
Jillian?
Okay, my number four is someone that Jamie and I talked about last week. Is for Heather Tom to be back on The Young and the Restless and Amelia Hinley to be on Bold and the Beautiful. I mean, I have nothing against Amelia. I liked her on All My Children. However, she just doesn't capture the ruthlessness and the bitchiness that was the essence of Heather's stamp on Victoria. Everyone, you know, compares Victoria to being a chip off the old block in regards to being like Victor in business, yet Amelia's Victoria is having circles ran around her by Kansas City Adam, of all people. If Heather were to slip back into the role, the competition against Adam would be a battle royal instead of it just being a handicap match like we got with Amelia's Victoria. Heather's talents are, you know, woefully wasted on the Bold and the Beautiful, whereas Amelia would fit right on the B&B perfectly. You know, maybe, you know, Christmas at, you know, Bell Manor, Maria and Brad Bell can just play like Red Rover, you know? Like Jamie said last week, you know, Red Rover, let Heather come over. Come on now, like, let's just trade them, please. Please.
Well, you know, I've been saying I think Heather Tom probably rushes down the hallway and just like sits there with tears running down her eyes looking at her old soap going, please send for me. You promised you would send for me, Eileen. Please.
You know, SOS, she's sending smoke signals or something, but come on, Maria.
Maybe she needs to be abducted by aliens and transplanted back to Genoa City.
Or well, maybe, you know,
Days of Our Lives, Lou.
Right. Maybe, you know, Victoria can fall down like the Newman elevator, and then when she pops back up, bam, it's Heather or something
the
like that.
The role of Victoria Newman is now being once again mercifully played by Heather Tobb.
There you go. So that's my number four.
Jamie.
Well, my number four is soaps on SoapNet. Hollywood has been going to niche programming for years. You know, all of the, you know, there's no more, we don't see any more Saved by the Bells on networks or any like kiddie sitcoms like Full House. They all went to Nickelodeon and they all went to the Disney Channel and they're doing well there. So, I don't know, crazy guy that I am, I would think that a network called SoapNet would be the place for original scripted soap opera programming. Yet, I know for a fact that Brian Francis turned down soapy content from Roger Newcomb, from other writers in this industry, yet they're buying one bad movie after another that even Lifetime would reject. And it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that he is being allowed to wreck this network that could be a niche. You know, Roger Newcomb has pointed out, several people have pointed out, that the ratings for the soaps are generally better than shows like Gossip Girl and these other little niche programs that only need 5 million people and a good advertising department to be successful. SoapNet could be the place for this. You know, these Sri Raos and Tom Casiellos and Roger Newcombs and these people could be turning out soapy projects on SoapNet if Franz would get over whatever his agenda is to try to remarket this into a poor man's oxygen. I mean, I'm over it. And I feel bad because I actually defended him early on because I was like, well, he's just trying to branch out. Like with the, I liked Fashionista Diaries. I didn't mind some of the other, you know, because that is a reality soap. But more and more of these programs don't have anything. That thing coming on with the guy from who wrote She's Just Not That Into, He's Just Not That Into You, it has absolutely nothing to do with soap opera. I don't mind. People bitch about One Tree Hill being on there. That doesn't bother me. One Tree Hill is a soap opera. But he is moving to just booking stuff. Why is a movie starring – I mean, they ran tonight. I saw they had that Steve Martin movie, it's just movies on there that have nothing to do with soaps. And I'm like, if you don't want to be in the soap business, step down and let someone who does run that network. Let Mimi Torchin or somebody who gets what soaps are about and can make a soap opera network work. I mean, seriously.
Coming in at number four for me is the return or the renewal of two couples on As the World Turns. I want Carly and Holden back together. Now that Jack has Janet, I want Carly and Holden back together. And I want Emily and Casey back together. Sorry, Nikki. Sorry, Mel. But Dusty is not cutting it with Emily. And I
don't want him with Emily.
She needs to be out of that orbit. And because the moment she gets pulled into the Dusty orbit, she's automatically in the vortex of suck orbit. Put her back with Casey. Please.
And Dusty doesn't deserve to be in the vortex of suck. I mean,
no. I'm so happy. Craig is not in the vortex of suck.
Woo-hoo. Grayson McCooch could. I mean, he needs to. Well, I know that I know the girls want him with Lucy, but either that or Lily. I mean, Grayson McCooch is awesome. I hate to see him stuck in that dreadful storyline. I mean, it's a ripoff of Dallas when they had the Pam Ewing lookalike. When Bobby, I'm like, the first Jennifer sucked. So who needed a second one? You know, they were trying to duplicate his chemistry with Lucy, and it just didn't work. Poor Grayson. I mean,
I've got the perfect solution for Maura West Carly in the new year. You have her start to fall for Craig, and because Jack's with Janet, he can't do anything for her. And since Holden is technically single, he's the one who tries to rescue Carly from Craig.
Well, I was thinking Carly would have – I was looking at it today, and I was thinking to myself, wouldn't Carly and Dusty be hot, even just for
a while? Yes. Yes.
Ooh, a one-nighter. I could take that.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Hmm. No. No.
Okay. Hush up, Gloria.
Nikki, who do you have at number three?
My number three is I want the annoying, disgusting shrews off my screen. Now let me name who they are. First would be that little dork Eden on Young and the Restless. Then you've got that stupid, annoying, Melanie on Days of Our Lives. Ooh. That girl, she needs to just be turned into a deaf mute.
Can we pause for a second? Because I have a question to ask about her. How did she, she ended up with Nick's revolutionary invention.
Oh,
and
don't even.
Was like 50%
Luke,
of
Nick signed it over to her.
Hey, Luke, do not, you will develop dementia. gout. Your mind will
progressive amnesia.
Yes. Don't try to wrap your mind around. If you want to try to analyze Dina Higley's writing, go to her blog at daysofourlives.com because you won't make sense of anything she's putting on the screen. She's saving all her creativity for that blog.
Well, I just when I heard that all of a sudden Melanie is now somehow part owner of Titan or somehow in control of Titan.
I think she's Ken Corday's. I think she's Ken Corday's goddaughter or something.
Yeah.
There's something. You know, she's a family friend. I don't know what's going on over there.
Okay, Nikki, keep going. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. But so there's that. Who else? I'm drawing a blank. Melanie just invaded my mind. She's my main one. On General Hospital, I can't stand Kate. I'm sorry, but that woman has got to disappear.
Why don't you add those two characters from One Life to Live that Reagan mentioned earlier? Mm-hmm. Since
Vanessa
I don't have them on my list, you
I
can
would be fine to add them to the list too.
Oh. Wait, yeah. Nikki, did you ever like Kate, or is it just now you don't like Kate?
No, I've never liked that character at all. She's like, that character is the epitome of everything I hate about women sometimes, like other women in my species, because high maintenance and snotty and everything about her entire being just rubs me the wrong way. So anyways, those are my main three. I'm sure there's more, but Melanie is definitely the top of my list of.
What about Shrulu? What about Shrulu? She needs
I can handle Lulu. Back up off Lulu and Kate.
No.
I'm not with you on the Kate. I'm not with you on the Kate. Jill or Reagan?
Mine's a little selfish because I've asked for it before, but I'd like to see Steve Burton without a shirt, but if he has something. If he has to wear clothing, could we just have a different color than black? I'm kind of over it. Gray.
He's not Johnny Cash. Like, sit down.
Gray, blue. I'll take.
It may not live up to your expectations, you know. You girls that want him to just shred that black shirt, there may be a reason why he keeps his shirt on.
Maybe he can pull a Hulk Hogan, like how Hulk Hogan used to, back in the day, rip those little cheap wife beaters. I would just love for him to just rip it. And
hey,
just...
my Elizabeth got it off of him.
Yes, that's true, Jamie. She did.
I bet he doesn't eat a lot of powdered donuts, though, because you can't wear black.
They say black is slimming. Mike?
He is not Fat Luke. He drinks Monavie and that's of health benefits.
Come on, have you seen that black shirt? It is muscles coming all out of that black shirt.
Yes.
Mike.
Okay, my apologies are going to go out to Roger because this is not my number one. I'm hoping for a nuclear explosion sometime this year, and I don't care. I don't care if it's with somebody else. If these two guys break up and decide to go with someone else, one of them or both of them has to have sex. I don't care if it's with somebody else or together.
Okay.
I can think of so many things to say about explosions and two gay boys.
Of course you can.
That's the reason he said it was a total innuendo. Jillian, follow up nuclear explosions, please.
You could have just said that you wanted Nuke to be sore-assed, you know?
Isn't it Mel's turn?
Yeah,
Mel.
Well, kind of piggybacking off of that, my number three is I want Natalia. Oh my God. It would be
piggybacking.
So hot.
Wait, repeat, Mel.
Mel. Did you really just say piggybacking after neutral explosion?
I did. I was going to make a comment about like Luke and Noah, like either way it goes, they're going to be sore ass, but I decided not to do that. So
piggybacking, leapfrog.
I was going to say leapfrog. Emma's going to walk in and it's like, oh, Luke's playing leapfrog with Noah.
We didn't play that naked in my day. How about some nice fried chicken for you boys when you get done?
You know.
But my number three is I want Natalia and Olivia to hook up on Guiding Light.
Woo!
How hot would that be? Like, I just want to see Crystal Chappelle just rip those clothes. Oh, Lord have mercy.
They are hot. They are hot.
They're so hot.
Who knew?
I don't know, but just to see them.
Now, y'all know Ellen Wheeler ain't gonna do that. Please.
That's why it's a Christmas wish. You know, I think a lot of people, I don't know. It's like every time I hear people talk about it, they're all like, yeah, that would be awesome. They should do it.
But it would be so.
Well, the actresses are definitely playing that. I mean, I've seen that whole, well, this is only going to be best friends. I've seen a lot of best friends on daytime. I don't see Hope Brady looking at Kayla like she wants to get in her drawers. I mean,
Jillian?
There's some chemistry between those two.
It's just hot and they need to explore that. Mm.
Jillian?
My number three is I would just love for General Hospital to have some sort of a balance on the show, like its colleague Young and the Restless, meaning utilize their vets. Let's stop trotting out Edward and something stupid, you know, some kooky doopy caper, or for like events like somebody's wedding or reading a story or something like that. Let's just utilize our vets. Like, let's just take Leslie Charleston out of the GH closet somewhere. Utilize the vets, and, you know, enough with the degrading of women on the show. I mean, we do have some brains now. Come on, like, get it together. And also, just enough, like, just stop over-utilizing the mob. Like, stop being overindulgent. I mean, I do crack on the mob. Like, I do like the mob. I really do. But this is just mob overkill. I'm just like, Jesus. Like, who said it? Someone said it was, like, Gangsta Hospital. Wasn't that Sarah Brown? She was so right on the money with Gangsta Hospital.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she did on her Facebook.
Yeah, so here, Sarah. So that's my number three.
Jamie?
My number three, well, it starts off about General Hospital. My number three is dedicated to casting. I'm one of those people that don't believe, you know, like I've always said, I think anybody, not just about anybody, I think can be recast. But this is a new day. It's not the 80s when I saw 5 Mindy Lewises and 24 Ashley Abbotts. This is a day when daytime needs to make some strategic casting moves. Of course, well-written, because without the writing, it's not going to work. But daytime is in trouble. And these are some casting things that I really think, Jillian mentioned one, but, you know, and this is all the Santa-ish, but I think these things could stabilize daytime. They need to do whatever it takes to get Vanessa Marcel back to General Hospital. It just needs to happen. I mean, Bob Guza writes better when Vanessa is there. She is his muse. She is to him what Martha Byrne was to Douglas Marland on As the World Turns, what Jeannie Francis was to Douglas Marland on General Hospital. I mean, the woman is his muse. I mean, I make fun that I think he's just sitting looking out the window going, Vanessa, where is that you, Vanessa? Now, this is somebody who I don't think he's that interested in writing about, but I also think they need to put Jeannie Francis back on contract and put her in a front burner triangle with Tony and Jane Elliott, because the people want to see some of that. YNR is proving that people don't want – I mean, we want younger people that are great, and GH has that. They have arguably the best younger cast in daytime, but
other
they
than
need
YNR.
Yeah, but GH has been consistent. YNR just got theirs together in the last 6 months. GH has had some of the best younger people for years, and but they've thrown the Quartermains out with the soapy bathwater. I mean, they need to rebuild the Quartermains. Look at what's happening in the business world. Why isn't Edward, you know, owning a car company that's going under, or a car product? I mean, just there's so much that can be done with the Quartermains and their business storylines. Look at YNR with Jabot. Get over the mob, Guza. I like the mob, but you're even going to make me not like it. Get over it. I mean, how many people are going to have to scream this at you? I mean, are you going to have fired before you get it? Get over your put Goodfellas away and pick up, you know, Wall Street. I mean, seriously. Okay, but moving on to more casting. I know Maria Arena Bell has said this is not going to happen, but if there's any way on earth that they can figure it out, all sides come together, have a kumbaya, if they can get Victoria Rao back on that show, I think it would stabilize the ratings. However they feel about her, lover or hater, you know, the woman will bring back in the black audience. Heather Tom, Jillian already mentioned this. They need the real Victoria Newman back. This is nothing against Amelia. I do think she's a great actress in her own right. She's definitely that gothic. No, seriously. I don't think Amelia's a bad actress. She's got that gothic, tragic heroine thing, but that's not Victoria Newman. Moving on to Guy and Light, they need to do whatever it takes to get Nancy St. Aubyn and Paul Anthony Stewart back as Danny and Michelle. They need to do whatever it takes to get – I mean, there's going to be an actor strike. Tom Pelfrey's probably not going to book some great primetime gig this year. They need to get him back. They need to bring Tammy back from the dead and say that – and everybody knows this is not a couple I like. I love Tom as an actor, but I'm not a big Jamie fan. There's no – but I game recognizes game, and that show lost – what, 500,000 viewers when they killed that girl? They need to get her back. They are in endgame time. They need to do whatever it takes to get her back so that they can save that show. Katie McClain needs to be back at All My Children if someone will write her a decent storyline.
Julia Barnes needs to be back there. Turns?
Well, they need her more at All My Children, I think.
Yeah.
All My Children.
I'm kind of scared because they made me mad when they brought her back as Rosanna the second time. So
yeah, they ruined Rosanna just like they ruined Dixie the last time. I mean, Rosanna was awesome. Katie is one of those people that, you know, like Tom Cosiello had said, that it's when people leave one soap, it's kind of hard. Writers kind of shy, or you know, they shy away from them early on. Not Beth Ehlers and Ricky Bob Golden, obviously, but it's like people are afraid that they'll be in that same mode. But Katie went over there and played a totally different character than Dixie, and I mean, but she needs to be back on TV. Julia Barr needs to be back at All My Children. So my number three is I'm over the whole, because you know I cried for years about wanting Patch and Kayla back and Austin and Carrie, and Days brought back everybody but Tom Horton and they wrecked it. So I no longer believe that bringing back vets is the only key, but bringing back these strategic people and writing them well could really help stabilize this genre in the next troublesome year.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention bringing someone back. And I'm not going to piggyback off of yours, but I am going to say Louise Sorrell needs to return to Days of Our Lives.
Oh, no.
Having her back would be absolutely awesome.
Oh, I agree.
And
it would, but she'd probably be like, hell to the no. I wouldn't go back to that show if James Riley came out of the grave and did it.
Hush. This show is in trouble. If they can afford to give John Callahan a contract and Sarah Ferguson a contract, both of which who were daytime stars who were names before, it's not going to be that much more expensive to get Louise Sorrell back.
No.
So
I would actually.
I would rather have her back than to watch John Callahan and Sandra Ferguson.
Well,
and I love
Dana
both
will
them.
Just give Vivian autism.
There you go.
Well, Louise Sorrell can come back.
I agree with you. I would love to see Louise back.
Nikki?
Okay, my number two is actually going to be a tie. So the first part is going off of what you guys said, so I guess that's a triple piggyback. Anyways.
This is getting kinky.
There are four characters that I would like to come back. Two are already going to be on screen, but I don't like, or I wish they were portrayed by somebody else. So I want Lindsay Fonseca to come back as Colleen on Young and the Restless. And then I think they should pair her with JT so that he's not hiding in a corner and not on screen anymore. The next one is I want Simon to come back on As the World Turns. Now, I know this is a wish and it's not going to happen, but anyways. I also want Leo to come back on All My Children to get Greenlee off screen. I think they should be together. They always should have been. I want Peyton List to be back as Lucy. I know that's not going to happen, but
well, wait, don't get whatever. Your hopes. I mean, don't say never.
It might happen, Nikki. Look
I mean,
at
if
the writer's strike.
The strike goes into effect, she's a member of AFTRA, which means that she can work.
I never would have thought Debbie Morgan would come back. They might come back.
I mean, seriously, people will come back to 1 year contracts if the actor strike goes through, because the entire year with the development season will be ruined.
Very true. The other one that the actress I want to see on screen, but they need to make a new part for her, is I want Lindsay Hartley back on my screen. She's awesome, so I think she should be back on TV.
Yeah, now there's who you send to One Life to Live as an interest for Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Now, part two of my number two is there are two shows that I would like to see put on SoapNet to see old episodes of, and that is Another World and Sunset Beach. That's my number
Reagan.
Two. My number two is, you know, going along the same lines as Jillian and Jamie, and I just want better writing on General Hospital. I want more stories that have middles to them that we can invest some time in, that you can get behind. I want less mob. Or, I don't know, how about having these mobsters actually have a real life a little bit, like we used to see?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always have to be about the next threat and who's going to die next and what charges we're going to evade next, and just I'm over it, and I definitely don't need to see more of this Sam and Jason running around saving the world.
Oh, Jesus.
You remember when Sonny was a board member at ELQ? That was one of my favorite storylines.
I don't understand. Like, Guza, you know, initiated that storyline for Sonny to fight for those ELQ stocks, and then, boom, we don't see that anymore. Like, what was the purpose of that if you're not going to trot that out or utilize that?
Yeah. Mel? I mean, they could rebuild a new generation of Quatermains. I mean, the other, you know, what's his name? Jimmy Lee has kids, and Ned is, you know, I mean, bring back the Quatermains.
Yes, and they better use Scott Clifton in One Life to Live.
Are you listening, Brian Fonz? Are you listening,
because
Brian Fonz?
He should be at General Hospital so the Quatermains can get something.
Yeah.
They need more Quatermains. So One Life to Live better use Scott Clifton properly, because General Hospital needs him way more than you do.
Guza, you listening?
No, he's looking out the window waiting for Vanessa.
Mike?
Blush got canceled. Okay. Awesome!
My number two is something I think all the CBS watchers would agree with. Is giving Leslie Kay a storyline. It's not something like she's whining about her parents' divorce. I mean, a good, meaty, something I can sink my teeth into. Just Leslie Kay can do it. Just give it to her. Just make it work. I don't care what. And if you do it right, then this show will elevate itself beyond the crap that is on there right now. That's my number two.
Okay, Mel?
My number two is I want all my couples just to have a little moment for Christmas. Maybe they should have a scene together by themselves or something. So, yes, I'm talking to you, Don and Mallet, Josh and Reba, Cyrus and Marina, and Jack and Carly on As the World Turns. And if Cyrus and Marina were to happen to kiss, I just would be over. So, my number two.
Jillian?
My number two, you know, is for the Young and the Restless to sweep. You hear me? Sweep the daytime Emmys, and it for it to be telecasted so the competition can see how soaps are made. And also for Victoria Rowell to be up in there, for her to come back. We need the real Drew, not, you know, the bootleg Drew that Tyra is.
Drusilla Bot. Since you guys use Brenda Bot, we can use that one, right?
Yeah.
Jamie?
It's more like a true droid.
Yeah. True droid.
That's good. Jamie?
My number two is about the behind the scenes. You know, the NAACP came out and they blasted the industry again about there not being enough diversity on screen. I don't think that this will ever be a continuing, sustaining issue that is addressed until there is more diversity behind the scenes. Like right now, if I think there are only three black writers in daytime, it's Michelle Valjean at GH, Susan Dansby at As the World Turns, and I forget the other lady's name. She's newer. But the thing of it is, and it's not even just about black, I mean, it's the fact that, come on, I mean, the world is not Lily White. Why should the soap expressions be Lily White? I mean, they need to diversify behind the screens. And this isn't just about the black storylines, but I primarily do think that, you know, especially the Young and the Restless, they need a black writer to help with that storyline. And I commend YNR for keeping blacks front and center, but they need somebody there that can say, guess what, guys, we don't always have to deal with foster issues. You know, there are some upwardly mobile black people in the world. I mean, and they have them on there, but it's like the black storyline is always the social issue storyline. And, you know, with the other shows, I mean, One Life to Live, which has been so great in so many other areas, is shameful in terms of diversity, especially since that's what that show was, you know, before my time. I heard it was built on that. And, they have the Vegas, but they do nothing with Tika Sumpter, you know. And GH, the one show that has a black writer that's been in daytime forever, they, you know, Epiphany is the new nurse, Amy. Why doesn't Epiphany have a storyline? Why didn't Lainey, who and she and Cody were so popular, why don't they have a storyline? And it's and again, it's not just a black issue because Michelle Valjean penned Liz's Rape, which launched the Lucky Liz romance with Jonathan Jackson, which is like one of their most iconic pairings. I mean, give black people a chance behind the scenes. I mean, seriously. And not just black people, Latinos, Asians. I mean, just diversify daytime. They always run, like CBS has got this, you know, agenda now that they're going to do diversity, more diversity on the camera. It really, black people on screens is, you know, they're pretty good at that. But it's just the writing for them doesn't ring true. And, I mean, it's just sad that so many black people love this industry, but our stories aren't really told.
Yeah,
and,
like, we don't,
you know,
always...
I'm not being preachy, but I'm just saying, it's like, that needs to change. And it's like, in Hollywood, it's like, over and over again, we have to keep proving ourselves. I mean, there's no, you know, we've been banished to the UPNs and the WBs. You know, Hollywood uses us to build their networks. Fox did it with Martin and Living Single, then they banish them when they get more mainstream shows. UPN did it with Moesha and all those shows that were their money makers. And even up until this last season, you know, The Game and Girlfriends had way better numbers than Gossip Girl. It's like, why are we used to build up the network and then we're cast aside? Bill Cosby built NBC's must-see TV Thursday night lineup. You know, why does it have to be a con- – and now it's like, will Black save NBC because they're doing that whole new sitcom and they're banking everything on it. You know, well, why do you have to wait until you're about to get Jay Leno on all 24 hours a day before you think, maybe we could diversify the storytelling a little bit. So that's just a little rant about diversity and television in general, but
yeah, we don't always sing all the time. Like Anna, like give it a rest. Give us a better storyline than that.
Coming in at number two for me is A Liaison Reunion, and Sam ends up the apprentice of Big Alice in the Quartermain Mansion. I love nothing more than to see Sam on her knees scrubbing the Quartermain Mansion wall and singing
well,
it's a hard
her mom
life.
Was a butler.
I mean, it would be, I would love nothing more than to have her singing It's a Hard Knock Life as she was the maid for the Quartermains.
No,
and it would be the first time, it would be the first time in forever that the Quartermains would actually get screen time, because the moment Kelly Monaco goes into a storyline, whoever is sucked into that storyline gets airtime, which means that the Quartermains would get airtime. So I want Liaison to reunite, and I want Kelly Monaco's Sam McCall to end up as the Quartermain maid, apprenticing for Alice, and who knows, maybe Alice can even take and try out some of her wrestling moves. I don't know. Maybe
I will not make fun of Luke Kerr's segues for at least another episode. You're my hero.
You just want to see Sam be on her knees cleaning toilet instead of being on her knees for other reasons.
Oh!
Okay. Nikki, number one.
Okay, my number one. You all are not going to be shocked, though this is me. I'm going with Mel, my evil twin. She knew this was going to be my number one. More half-naked boys on my shows.
I knew it.
I mean, okay, you've got JT on Young and the Restless. That boy needs to be shirtless all the time, and he never is. You've got Murray hasn't been shirtless in a while.
I'm fairly That's upset by me. That. I'm...
Yeah, then you've got James Scott and Sean Christian, who should also be shirtless all the time. So, yeah, they just need to do that. And if it takes me walking into their wardrobe department and taking all their clothes away, I can do that.
Nikki, you know that's
so
what I'm going
to do. I think there should be more topless women in daytime.
I'm sorry, but...
Break the glass ceiling.
I do not want to see Catherine Chancellor topless. Oh, you better stop with that mess right there. I don't want to see glorious tatas all over the place.
Oh,
no, man.
Please don't give them any ideas. I can just see her now channeling her best Faye Dunaway in Mummy Dearest. Do you want me to take my shirt off, Jeffrey? No more wire hangers!
And then you'll have someone acting like Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
I want you to make me feel good.
Reagan, who do you have at number one?
Do I really even have to answer it?
Yes.
Like everyone doesn't know what I'm going to say.
Liaison reunion. Right?
Exactly. But I'm used to asking for things and not getting them. So, but I do. I want Jason and Elizabeth back together, and that's it.
We got to go to California and join those freaking focus groups. You, me, Luke, and Tina. And we can skew it the way we want it. Because I think they find, like, skater boys on the street that don't even watch soaps. Do you want Kelly Monaco back? Yeah, she's freaking hot, dude! Yeah! We want it! And Franz is, like, nodding his head. Yep, yep, she is pretty hot!
Let's throw her in a bikini outside of the hot tub and everybody will be fine.
Morgue sweat on Kelly Monaco, please. Where's the grease?
Mike?
We got that wind machine back there.
Who do you have at number one, Mike?
My number one, okay, is really just for, it's really not for daytime, but my number one wish is for continued success of Daytime Confidential. That, you know, all the people keep posting, whether we agree with them or not, they keep listening to the podcast, and we get to blog, and we just keep this machine cranking, cranking, cranking. That's my
brown noser.
Nope.
Nothing wrong with a little self-promotion.
That's right.
Mel?
My number one is the Christmas episode celebration. Now, do y'all remember when back in the day watching soaps where the Christmas episode was special? It was like all the storylines were kind of connected for just that one day, and then at the end they would have this big montage of everybody celebrating Christmas around the tree and whatever, and the music, the Christmas music we play, and they would just fade out, and it would just give you this really warm feeling, and I just want that to happen.
Yeah, well.
It will. It will. Ken Corday has arranged it at Days of Our Lives. Molly Burnett is going to stumble into the Horton tree and knock all the balls to the floor.
And then it will burn the Horton house down is what will happen.
Yes. And that's then, how they'll eliminate the Horton family. They don't have a house anymore, so you can't have any Hortons on.
Well, what was it that the cow that burned down Chicago?
That's right. Yeah, Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Yep.
Okay. It'll be Molly who – or not Molly, but Melanie who burns down Days of Our Lives.
That damn cow.
She used too much tariff spray and her curling iron will throw a spark.
Okay. Didn't expect my comment to go there. Mel, or
with
Jillian.
This crowd.
Jillian.
My number one, I mean, it's going to sound sappy and some people are going to be like, oh, it's not going to happen. But I would just like for all the soaps, I mean, I know I'm pimping it hard, but I would just like the soaps to take a page out of YNR's book and to focus more energy on revamping their show so you can bring it back to their glory days and have their ratings, you know, shoot up and for them to finally get the recognition that it deserves. I mean, I'm just getting a little bit tired of everyone dissing it and everybody who likes to make fun of soaps when you have some of the most talented people on soaps and you have some of the most talented Oscar-winning actors that got their start from soaps. So stop treating it like a bastard child when, you know, people like, I don't know, Morgan Freeman, wasn't he on Another World way back in the day? You know, stop treating it like a bastard child when Morgan Freeman was on there. Give it a rest already. Just put more energy on long-term storylines and stop trying to do quick fixes like certain soaps out there.
You know what, Jillian? You just made a good point, but it's like soaps have always had that stigma, but now is the only time that six out of the eight soaps are living down to those expectations. Before, I would argue to say that stereotype, you know, was not warranted. But now, it's like, I really think these people are living down to the bastard child mentality, except for YNR and One Life to Live. Pretty much exactly. The rest of them are like, it's like, well, we've been called the bastards for so long, now let's act like it, you know.
Exactly.
And we're seeing it with the execs, you know. I think we should go to 3 days a week. I mean, I only get paid $1 million to write this crap. I mean, do you
take more energy in focusing on your soaps and stop trying to look for a quick fix. Like, what is his name? Chris Gautman says, you know, well, you know, I don't think viewers have the time or the attention span to sit for 5 days a week. You don't speak for me, Chris Gautman. You don't know me. You don't speak for me. that's insulting not only to your writers and your directors, but that's also disrespectful to your actors as well. Just take the time to write a good soap and then people will come.
Or
like,
quit. My thing is quit. If you really feel that way, there's no shame in saying it's not for you anymore. But quit so someone else can do it.
Exactly. Like, just like the Kevin Costner movie, like something.
Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
There you go. If you make a good soap, I will come and watch it, I swear. But don't cop out and say, oh, 3 days a week is what people's really into. You're just trying to say, you know, my actors and my writers and my directors are only good for 3 days a week. So let's just go with that.
Or making excuses. Well, are we at number one?
Yep.
My number one is ratings. And it's kind of a double fold thing. I want the ratings to reflect the quality of shows like One Life to Live and YNR. I want this year, pending that these shows stay great, I want everybody to scream it from the rooftops and tell your mother, tell your sister, tell your Aunt Mamie to watch YNR and One Life to Live so that something is left when the floor falls out from up under it. Because it's going to fall. I mean, it's like people say, oh, you're being negative. No, I mean, it's just like if you look out the window and you see clouds in the distance, you might better prepare for rain. You know, this time next year, we might be a couple of soaps. So I just really hope that the ones that are on fire get the ratings. I would love to see YNR get to 4.0. I'd love to see One Life to Live shoot up 300,000-400,000 and keep it because they deserve it.
The ABCs.
And I want Guiding Lights ratings to go up because I do believe that Ellen is in it to win it. We give her a lot of hell, but I've always said I do think she's trying to save the show. I just don't agree with her vision. But that doesn't mean I want to see that show canceled. I want to see Guiding Lights ratings go up because she is fighting. Now, for Days of Our Lives, and this might get me roasted, I want to see their ratings plummet. I want John and Marlena leave. I want the ratings to fall out. You want to know why? I don't want Days canceled. Trust me, that's my favorite soap. But Dena Higley has been the only writer in daytime to maintain ratings over the course of this year. I don't know what that means, except that I know Days fans are gluttons for punishment. We will come back for anything. But I really think if you want to save this show for the long haul, you have to tune it out. Yeah, I don't care if they write Arianne the best storyline in the world. I love her, and it's really bittersweet. But fans have got – you have to vote with your remote. Stop watching the crap that Dena Higley is putting out. Then the ratings will fall. And then Ken Corday will be forced to fire her and bring in someone who can save this show. If the ratings don't go down, they'll never get rid of her because that's all they care about is the numbers. They don't care about quality. So
we should start a vote with the remote campaign.
Yeah, you got to vote with your remote. Stop watching Days of Our Lives. Just stop watching it, and then she'll get fired.
The moment Drake and Deidre leave.
Yeah, the moment Drake and Deidre leave, mass exodus in viewing is what I call for. Stop watching this show, and the ratings will plummet, and then it can be saved. Sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. 98 Degrees said it best.
Okay.
98 Degrees?
Oh, my God.
He did just quote.
It's the hardest thing I ever have to do. It's a great song, great video.
He's walking in boy band territory.
It's the hardest thing I'd ever
No, sir.
Look you in the eyes and turn your show off.
Okay, stop singing. I don't want to pay copyright royalties.
Ryan Franz is in the room. I don't want Santa Barbara because I'd have to pay Phil Collins for all those Against All Odds.
You cheap self.
Well,
but I'll buy a TV movie starring John Stamos.
Coming in at number one for me has to do with one of Brian Franz's shows, All My Children. There were two actresses that I've wanted to come back to All My Children for a very long time. One of them returned this year, and it was an awful, awful return how they did it. They did not do her or the character justice. I'm sorry, Rebecca Budig. But if you're leaving, damn it, I want Robin Christopher back now. Ooh. Her return could do so much for this show. And this is twofold. Not only do I want her return, there's about 8 people who need to go. No name mentioned, but there's about 8 people.
Oh, name it, Luke. It's Christmas.
No.
Go ahead and name
it. I've already said that Megan Paul can die. That's my death wish for Christmas. But there are at least 8 characters on this show that need to go in order for it to be streamlined, in order for storylines to be more consistent and wrapped up.
You better name it, because these execs don't think very well. They'll say, well, he said, Daytime Confidential said 8 people. Susan Lucci, David Canary, you gotta be direct with these
people. Let me just say, the people who I want to keep, and I won't be able to mention them all, but don't mess with Jacob Young or David Canary or Susan Lucci or Alicia Minshew or Thorsten Kay, Chrishell Stouse, Debbie Morgan, Darnell Williams, any of the Martins, for that matter. And let's see here, there might be a few more that need to stay, but those are the ones specifically who need to stay.
Oh, come on, Luke. Go for the jugular and name them.
There's a few others that don't.
Name them.
If we guess,
everybody else names them. Don't be shy.
I will not name them because it's – no, I'm not – other than Paul and Meg, I'm not wanting anybody pink slipped on.
You are so like a politician with your
– I know.
Loves his mama.
I love all my children. It's one of those things where – sorry, no. If the vortex of suck could just collapse in of itself, I would be happy. But in the new year, there's at least 8 that need to go.
Well, fine. If you won't say it, I'll say a few. How about
No. On that note, we would like to wish each and every one of you a very merry and happy Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then happy holidays. Hope you enjoy it. And I guess this is the last
And y'all need to find Jesus, because you know, no. Just play it, take that out.
No. We're not going to tell people to find Jesus. Everybody. But considering that this is the Christmas week.
Jamie.
What you mean? What do you mean some of them don't celebrate Christmas? I'll say. Okay, that was my grandma.
Grandma just came out.
Considering this will be the only episode for Christmas week, we also want to wish you a very happy new year.
Until next time, Kwanzaa and Big Booty Hoes Day.
Say goodbye already.
See you in 2009.